We're doing the Sfat Tamim. We're up to page Yud. We're in the middle of the footnote. The Chafetz Chaim had discussed Bechol Me'odecha, that we should love Hashem with our money, love Hashem with your money, Me'odecha. Bechol Nafshecha, a person should love Hashem with his soul, with his strengths. And these were beautiful chidushim of the Chafetz Chaim. And now the Chafetz Chaim continues and says, Uchai gavna l'inyan avadat Hashem bim'od. So we apply the same concept to the service of Hashem with our money. Tzarech gam ken b'chol echad lefi me'odo. Just like we said, our souls are individual, and everyone has their different form of service. The same is true with one's money. Ben nakel, ben nachmir. Some have more, some have less. And so our obligations in the service of Hashem, just like with regards to our soul, depending on our strengths, that defines our obligations. The same is true with our assets. As a person has more assets, he has more obligations. Less assets, less obligations. V'zeu shamar katub bishaya. That's what the prophet Isaiah says. Bitzdakati konani. You will be established on charity. God tells the Jewish people, your foundation is charity. Distance yourself from illegal money, from taking things by force. You have nothing to fear. No fear will come upon you. What is he saying? Amar, the prophet was saying, Shegulat Israel tiye bizchut tzedakah. The ultimate redemption of Israel will be in the merit of the charity that we do. Sheba yitkonenu lanetzach. That will give us a foundation that is eternal. Shal yadai toru rachamim agdolim ala ve'al klal Yisrael kayadua. Through charity, one arouses the great mercy over the people of Israel, as is well known. Shebizchut mitzvah zom torim lemala rachamim rubim. In the merit of this mitzvah, from above, one merits to have a lot of mercy. If he's merciful to others and gives charity. So the first point the prophet says is, Bitzdakati konani. You will be established on charity. Second point, the prophet gives us advice and says, Rahaki me oshek ki lo tirai. Distance yourself from oshek. What's oshek? Oshek is when you take by force, when you withhold wages. That's oshek, when one takes money unfairly. Ritzono lomar, what the prophet means to say is, when will this happen that the people will be reestablished on their charity? It's not enough to give charity like Madoff with stolen goods. You want to establish the people of Israel? There has to be charity, and there has to be a distancing of oneself from illegal money, from money that's been stolen. Az techape aleinu mitzvah tzedakah. That's when the mitzvah of charity gives us coverage. And then we don't have to fear any prosecutor. Because no one can raise their head, so to speak. No one can make claims against us when we have the merit of true charity. And then fear doesn't come close to us. But if we do not distance ourselves, God forbid, from illegal money, from money taken by force, from thievery, this sin, the Chafetz Chaim says a scary line, the sin of taking illegal money, the sin of taking thievery, that sin has capacity to persecute a person in heaven more so than any other sin. Blows the mind. Why would that be so? But that's interesting. If you think about it, Chazal tell us that even the generation of the flood, when were they taken to task? Finally, the pasuk says the final line, the Hamas, the fact that they took things from one another by force. So you see that, I think that can also be understood because that's the most basic element of society, when you can respect someone else's goods. It's not about kindness, it's just the act of thievery.
Everything else falls apart.
Yeah, then there's no society. Then there's no respect for another person. Uchma Amaram. As our sages tell us in the Medrash, Se'ah Male'ah Avonot. A person has a container filled with sin. Okay, so we all know we're carrying backpacks filled with sin, right? So the Medrash says, Mi Mekatreg, but who's the one that picks up his voice and persecutes us? Okay, we're all walking around with a big knapsack. Okay, we'll put it mildly. We won't say we're carrying a train load or whatever, but we're all carrying a big pack with us. But which is the one that speaks forward, that keeps saying, do him in, look at what he did? Says the Medrash, Gezel Mekatreg Berosh. It is thievery that speaks up first. So that's what the prophet was saying. distance yourself from thievery, and then fear will keep away from you. Meaning, what's one of the sources of fear? One of the sources of fear is when a person has this sin on his record. As we find with the generation of the flood, it was the thievery that ultimately did them in. There's another problem. When a person's a thief, so then even the charity that he does, even the good deeds that he does, they all stem from illegal money. Yeah.
If we understand that in Rosh Hashanah we're all judged as to our financials in terms of what we have coming, what we have going out. So people who are stolen from, that was on them. They had that coming to them. The charities that were going to receive that money, that's also what they were due. So it seems like the only onus we have is on who was the shliach.
That's huge. Right. That's huge.
So we don't. So when someone is stolen money from, they've made off, took money from people, can't really feel sorry for them because they were meant to lose that money and they were expecting more money than they, whatever it was. I'm just saying, if someone loses money, and someone gains money, that's how it's supposed to go. So the only
you still feel sorry.
Yeah, the Santa, but I'm just saying.
God forbid.
Well, no, I'm not saying, oh, good for you, you've got money stolen from you. But
we're them.
But the onus is on, you can't say that the money that goes to charity is, it's only tainted in the sense of who's the shliach. But the fact that that charity received that money, it was meant to, and those who lost it were meant to lose it.
That's a complicated cheshbon, but there's definitely support. There are definitely opinions that go the route you said.
You could go so far as to say, even if it seems positive that that charity got money, maybe that charity eventually shouldn't have gotten the money, and that money got to Hamas charity or whatever.
Well,
you can go all the way around with this in ways that it's so complicated.
Lost money to Jewish charity.
Right, let's say. But let's say that money got funneled, or this person, because he had the money in the charity, he was able to make this shidduch because it was a big charity and his son-in-law was the foundation. And lots of negative can happen.
That's where I imagine
the Rav said it gets so complicated. But your initial statement.
Getting the money is not necessarily a good thing. Could be a good thing, might not be a good thing. It was supposed to go there, but.
Yeah. Right. And, you know, the whole supposed to on Rosh Hashanah, I could be mistaken, but doesn't Rosh Hashanah say, this is the potential? Doesn't mean, let's say, if you do nothing, you're going to get the money. If things go as planned, your potential, you'll do have parnasah and do it. But if you decide against Hashem's plan, use your free will, and say, you know what, I think on Rosh Hashanah, this is, I'm not going to go to work. I'm just going to, you know, I'm not going to learn. I'm just going to, you know, sit back and I imagine the Torah will come to me, or the work will come to me, the money will come to me. I don't think that's what Rosh Hashanah means, the automatic, right? I don't know. You tell me. I mean, otherwise, why do I eat it?
It's a broad discussion. Maybe through the Ramban, we'll get a better picture of that.
I read an opinion that if you're very particularly pious, then you can just sit back and learn Torah, and the money will magically come to you.
If you're at that level, maybe, but I'm talking about normal people. I mean, if you have that kind of emunah that you could,
Masechet Brachot talks about that.
Yeah. Right. But the Gemara says what he said. The Gemara in Shabbos says that people tried it, and they weren't up to par, and it didn't work for them.
Right.
So let's say that even in the days of the Mishnah, there were rabbis who tried it. Right. The Gemara says, "Harbe asukar of Shimon bar Yochai v'lo al tav yadam." Many people tried it, and it didn't work for them, based on their level. Then koch v'yadam no're rachamim. So, if one is doing charity and mitzvos based on his thievery, so now that allows him to do this charity, so then that charity doesn't arouse the mercy of heavens. On the contrary, that charity arouses, so to speak, the memory of his iniquity. The Holy Zohar writes on Parshas Vayakel, it says in the verse in Isaiah, slice for the hungry from your bread. So the Zohar points out, it doesn't say slice bread for the hungry. It says slice your bread for the hungry. And the Zohar says, the verse is stressing, don't give them bread that you stole. That's the idea, is slice your bread.
So the moral of the story is, if you're going to steal, keep it to yourself, don't give it to charity.
I don't think that's the moral of the story.
That's what it comes out like.
No, it comes out like, do charity, do good, but do it from legal assets. And if you do it from illegal assets...
It gets mixed up in your bank account, it's a problem.
It's only cheating if you get caught.
Well, you got your legal business and you've got your illegal business. So you can say, I'm giving staka from my legal business.
Right, that's true. Yeah.
It all gets mixed up in the bank account.
It just happens. I don't know how it does, but it does. Personal experience.
That's a good point. I would imagine that part of the cheshbon is that we know that there are certain things we wouldn't be able to afford if we didn't have that income. Meaning, if a person has a side income where that side income, which you're right, gets mixed into his bank account, but that's what allows him to give that donation. So then it's a little hard to say, well, it's... it's not that. I think that to a certain degree there is a certain logic to what we give to charity, and it makes sense that the money that goes to charity is the extra money, so to speak, which is the money that one stole. And it would be very convenient to say, no, the charity, that came from my hard-earned money.
You must have from your legal business. That'd be perfectly legit.